Okay, howdy do, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know what that opening was compared to the usual one, but howdy do, ladies and gentlemen.
How it do, BB.
This is Button Pushers. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Sorry we didn't make it last week. We were both feeling slightly above the average whelmed. Yeah, it was above our pay grade to show up here and like play, you know, probably what's accepted as substandard music for you all, but we like it, and so we're going to subject all of you to it as well. Pog. Also, we have a lot to talk about in Genshin at some point, because now we are both proud owners of Hu Tao and Staff of Oma. It's actually a nuts amount of damage. Okay, anyway. I said that already. I see. That's fair.
Okay.
It's been a week, too.
We're going to play a bunch of songs, and I hope you enjoy them.
Yeah, we have no mix. We have no plan. It's going to be lit, though.
Okay, first off, new FMUSL. I can't curse. Me up on a spiritual level. I don't know. I have a
by Alice in Wonderland?
Yeah. But her label, I think. New song by White Fang called Tides.
Oh, you sent this to me, but I never got a chance to listen to it.
Yeah, well, now you're going
now to. Now I'm going to. Let's go.
All right. Let's go. We'll be right back.
underground. He's just another person, another victim, another one that's caught up in the rules. What is it we do, you pop? Thank you.
Don't know what's next, put all this mess behind you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you've enjoyed the show so far. We'll go over the tracks that we've been playing just now. So we started with Tides by White Fang, which is a song that I wish I took Harrison's advice and listened to as soon as he sent it to me. Unfortunately, I was doing real analysis because I hate myself. but it's a good song. And then following that, we had Sin by Kaiwachi, Hexed by Beast Boy, Light of Mine, which is the new Whipped Cream song that came out, was that this last Friday, like 6 days ago?
More?
Okay. Never mind then. And then Craving by Ymir, Glow in the Dark featuring Nev by Friendzone, and then Medium Rare Milk by Sizzy, and Speakas by Reach. Kind of all over the place, but that's what this show has been, so I don't really know what you were expecting at this point. Probably going to play some Underscores, probably going to play, I don't know, maybe Miku? We've been talking about it, but I don't know if we're going to play it live on the show now. There's new Pixel Terror. There's the Money by Lisa. That's a good song. You know what I realized? There's these like JEDM producers that I was listening to who like make like really fast music. And they had a song called like Hype, like Dropping Light Speed or something. And it uses the same sample that Lisa uses in, I think, Money, or maybe it's, no, I think it's in La Lisa.
Interesting.
And it's like really fast. It's kind of, it's interesting. Anyway, I guess we'll do the PSA since we have to like tell you something that you shouldn't do. So I think the last DJ did this, but anyway, do you want to read it or do you want me to? Oh, I should do this one. Numbers to think about. Prescription drug versus medical marijuana deaths. It does say no kill in the top right-hand corner. Again, I don't know why they always say that. But anyway, number of Americans that die each day from an accidental overdose of prescription drugs, 54. Number of human beings that have died from an overdose of medical marijuana in all of recorded history, 0. A message in the public interest from WMFO and Medford Tufts Education Radio. Why did that sound like a talking head from like Creed from The Office? You know what I'm talking about? It's like number of Americans that die each day from an accidental overdose of prescription drugs, 54. Number of human beings that have died from an overdose of medical marijuana in all of recorded history, 0. Actually, maybe that's more Dwight. I don't know. It's like a mix between like Creed's spontaneity and Dwight's like factual speaking without like, okay. In any case,
no, you're right.
Yeah. So true, bestie. Well,
now it's time for our weekly. If we're here weekly, so like monthly, but more frequent than monthly. Genshin Impact rant
time.
So, but I don't know what happened with you and polling. What happened?
Oh, okay. So why are you so much quieter than me?
I don't know.
I'm going to turn you up, but there's so much static. I don't know. Okay. In any case, I saved up rolls over the past like two banners. Yeah. Mic 4. Yeah. That's the one I have on.
Oh, I don't know. Okay. Whoa. Hello. Whatever.
It's like, I don't even hear you in my headphones, but I hear me. Oh, well. Dude, maybe we can, like...
Go for it.
Okay. So, for my rolls, I did... I've saved up for the last two banners, and I did end up rolling a Homa, like, on my first 5-star weapon on the weapon banner, which is really lucky, because that's hard to get. But I didn't get a C1 Hu Tao. I unfortunately missed the 50-50 and got a C1 Diluc instead, which is the wrong pyro DPS. I think I can still get it in time. If I can't, I will probably wail a little bit.
Or go for a Yai Miko.
Yeah.
Or Ganyu rerun.
I think Albedo's coming back too.
Yeah, apparently it's Ganyu and Albedo.
On the same patch?
Yeah.
Wait, I thought it was going to be Ito and Albedo, because they're the ones that are like doing the release thing tomorrow. Is it tomorrow? Wow, it's tomorrow. And I'm going to be grading. Ew. Wait, actually, no, it's right in the morning, so maybe I can watch it before I grade and after my exam.
Yeah, regardless, I got very lucky because I did not have enough pity, right? I realized very fast I only had about 40 rolls. I had guaranteed, like, pity on the banner, but I didn't have
enough. But you didn't have enough to get there.
To get there.
Yeah.
Because I think I was, like, 10 in... 20 and something like
for
that.
For reference, you need over 70 for it to start getting incrementally higher until 90 when it's guaranteed.
Yeah. So I wasn't there. But I like did it, and then there are these, I don't know what it's called, but in the shop.
Yeah.
There are like three sections.
Star Glitter and
it's the one that's like the hardest to come by.
Star Glitter.
Star yeah. Glitter. I used all of it on Fates.
Yeah.
And then I rolled a bunch, and I think I was down to like 10, and then I rolled Hu Tao.
Let's go.
And I was like, well, first I said I was quitting the game and blah, blah, blah. And then I was like, actually, I might as well just like spend this, because if I'm quitting, like, whatever. And then I got Hu Tao, and then I was rolling more, because I was like, sometimes they give you another 5-star after, but I didn't get one.
Rough.
But then I was like, whatever, I have some more fates, I'll just roll weapons banner. Roll weapons banner, get like a bad bow, bad sword, and then Homa!
Like, that's so nuts, actually. Have you rolled weapons banner, like, previously?
A little.
But, like, not enough to be
at pity. I only have the weapons that, like, the two weapons I ever really rolled four for, are the ones I needed the most. I've got Xiao's spear,
Jade spear.
The Jade Spear.
Yeah.
And I got Hu Tao's Homa Spear.
Homa Spear.
And the one I got by coincidence is my, I think it's Favonius Sword that I have on G.
Oh, yeah. The
something
I don't know
like
what
that.
It is. I think Favonius Sword is the 4-star one, but I know which one you're talking about.
There's
a 5-star sword that creates a wind vacuum and gives energy or something.
Yeah.
The main stat's energy recharge, I think.
Yeah, I think.
Anyway.
Regardless, we both are now in the same spot of, like...
You're lucky, too, because, like, I had Hu Tao for, like, the past 8 months without Staff of Homa. Hmm. I put Homa on her, and I went from, like, 30,000 damage crits to, like, 55. Like, it's an insanely busted weapon.
I don't actually have enough stuff to fully max Hu Tao, so now she's sitting comfortably at level 70. And
do you want me to open my world tonight? You can just take all the flowers, all the silk flowers.
Oh,
ooh.
No, I think I actually have enough in mine.
Oh, okay.
I can get her to 80, and then I just need a couple more things, which I think I'm going to try to get on Saturday or something.
Yeah.
For Homa, and then I'm going to get that up there, and then I'm going to level up all her talents,
yep.
Even though I'm out of the, like, yellow nectar thing, and we're good.
Let's go. And is your Xing Chu, like...
Yeah.
Okay. He's, like, necessary. I played Hu Tao for, like, 6 months without Xing Chu, and then I finally put stuff into him, and I was like, oh, this is a lot better.
It's really funny because, like, my team has been super... random for a while.
Yeah.
Like, it used to be Xiao, Xing Chu, Chi Chi, and, like, Fischl.
Okay.
Which is, like, not a good team.
Yeah.
or instead of Fischl, it would be, like, Kazuha.
Yeah.
Which is a really weird team. It would just be, like, Freeze and then whatever. It's not good. But then I got Jean, and Jean and Xiao have been, like, kind of tearing it up.
Yeah, I feel like her ult works really well with Xiao's ult.
It does.
Yeah.
Because she heals, and I mean, I know everyone hates on Chi Chi, but his healing is crazy. Like, when I play with him, I do not die. Like, ever.
With Chi Chi?
Yeah.
Isn't Chi Chi a girl?
Oh, yeah. My bad. I
don't
know.
SMH my head. It's zombie rights.
A little zombie. I don't know. It's just a little kid.
It's whatever.
Okay, yes, with her.
No, but yeah, her healing is kind of nuts. It's actually kind of aggravating when you're Hu Tao. Like, when you go into, like, multiplayer, and you play Hu Tao with someone who has like Chi Chi or Jean, and they'll just keep you at max like the whole time, and you're like, I want to be at 50%, because it like boosts your damage by a lot, especially with Oma.
Yeah.
Like with Staff of Oma, your damage almost doubles if you're at under 50%. But yeah.
Interesting to keep in mind. Yes. Yeah. I need to build up my Toma too now.
Yeah. And plus you have Kazuha.
Yeah.
Toma, Hu Tao, and Kazuha work really well together. All together. Yeah. That's like a banger team.
That was what my team was gonna turn out to. Except currently my Toma is level 1, which means he gets one-shotted no matter what.
Mine's level 40, and he gets one-shotted no matter what, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, anyway,
I really want C6 Toma. His C6 is nuts.
What is it?
If your character has one of his shields on it, and it's not Toma, they have 15% increased damage on their attacks, and charged attacks, and plunging. Whoa. So, like, it's just, like, and that's, like, not related to the multiplier for, like, attack percent or, like, elemental mastery stuff, right? So it's just like a flat 15% increase.
That's crazy.
Which is nuts.
Chi Chi also has an insane C6. Chi Chi's C6 allows her, anytime you use her burst, she revives your dead enemy or your dead your dead characters or whatever.
Really?
Yeah. So they can be like fully gone. You need to use like a.
Does that have a cooldown on it? Wait,
I think it does. I think it's like some amount of time, but. Still, that's insane. That like that happens. Anyways, we should probably
get back to
music after we've lost every viewer or listener, because you're not looking at this.
All nearby fallen characters. Holy cow. Okay, sorry.
So everyone can be dead, and then you can pop it, and then boom, you're good.
That's ridiculous.
Everyone sleeps on her. But anyways, here is Waterfall by Riot.
By Riot, the new Riot
and
song.
Far Out. I haven't heard Far Out in a while.
Yeah, I know, right?
All
right.
Far Out, bro.
Far Out, bro.
I know that it's safer in the shallows, but I always wanted more. You can see the light without the shadow. I'm not
year, you better get my name right. Bitch, I'm out here, you better get my name. Bitch, I'm out here, you better get my name.
Bozo, bozo, you're an idiot. Always talk too much, let's not get into it. Why so sad? Where'd that pretty face go? Ask me how I'm doing and I'll spit it out like cinnamon. Bozo, 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 better speak up. Tiptoeing around the block, I didn't see ya. Why so sad? Only if you say so. I told him everything, I swear I didn't mean to.
Welcome to the party, thank you very much. Look at what you started, I won't open up. Dance around the subject till my legs hurt. And dance around the subject till my legs hurt.
Bozo, 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 you're an idiot. Could you just indulge me for a little bit?
Why so sad?
Nothing's gonna change. Oversharing to the friends I made by lying on the internet. Ew. Bozo, 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 you're so careless. You know how I get when I get jealous.
Why so sad?
Back in San Diego, I told them everything. I've never been so reckless, no.
Welcome to the party, thank you very much. Look at what you started, I won't open up. Dance around the subject till my legs hurt. Dance around the subject till my legs hurt. Welcome to the party, thank you very much. If you wanna get me talking, I haven't had enough. Dance around the subject till my legs hurt. Dance around the subject till my legs hurt.
Dug up some trauma, I'm not feeling it. Bozo, 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 want it all back. Must have blocked it out, I don't recall that.
Why so sad?
Make them play the scapegoat. I told you everything, I hope nobody saw that.
Turn this bitch into a ghetto party. This bitch into a ghetto party. Gap ghetto party. Gap ghetto party. bitch into a ghetto pop. Get ghetto pop. Ghetto party. Ghetto, get ghetto party. Turn this bitch into a ghetto party. I'm stepping up, all these stacks I'm stacking up. Tell your shorty back it up. Turn this bitch into a ghetto party. Watch my steps, I'm stepping up. All these stacks I'm stacking up. Tell your shorty back it up. Turn this bitch into a ghetto party. Ghetto party. Ghetto, ghetto party. Ghetto party. Turn this bitch into a ghetto party. Turn this bitch into a ghetto pop. Get ghetto pop. Get ghetto pop. Turn this bitch into a ghetto party. Ghetto, ghetto party. Get ghetto party. Get ghetto party. Get ghetto party.
All right, guys, thanks so much for tuning in to Button Pushers this week. This was Button Pushers on 91.5 FM WFO Medford Test Reform Radio. Woo! We're gonna play one last song real fast. That was Eurotrash Ghetto Party. We also had Bozo underscores, Dead Name Varian, and Blossom Syntheon. Okay, this is Daddy by Nitty Gritty. See you next week.
Let's go.
Can I call you? Can I call you?
You can call me. You can call me.
Can I call you? Can I call you?
You can call me. You can call me daddy. Daddy, 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 daddy.
Can I call you daddy?
Can I call you? You can call me. You can call me daddy.